We'll start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, before we start the meeting, I know we've had a lot of public comment already, but if anyone wants to discuss anything else that is not part of the public hearing comments that we've already taken, I'll entertain public comment. Yes, Laurie?
So I have the pleasure of living over in Westbrook, so I get to see Fairgrounds and John Street. And with that rail trail, there's going to be an accident. It's just waiting to happen. The individuals using the rail trail do not follow the stop signs. I mean, I constantly watch it. A woman walked into my car, just not paying attention. So who's liable when it happens in the crosswalk? Now we have a crosswalk.
Just vehicle and traffic, same as always.
Well, vehicle and traffic, if somebody...
Look, there's stop signs posted. What are we going to do?
I know. Well, other trails, when you get to a road, they put up the barriers. They make the trail people get off their bikes and walk it around. Why can't the village contact the...
We've talked to them about putting in more of those flashing lights like they did on 20 and all that stuff, and they're not willing to spend any more money. And it's a state project that has nothing really to do with the village.
I get it doesn't have anything to do with the village, but you guys are the voice for the people, and I'm saying, why can't... All right, I'll reach out.
We've expressed our voices in that respect.
That they need to get off their bikes.
That we wanted barriers at openings so that, you know, motor vehicles wouldn't, you know, people wouldn't get down on bikes, motorcycles, and... I know, understand, but it's the same, all in the same premise. And they have come to the point that they're not going to spend any more money on that and any of that. This is what they're putting in, and this is it.
I watched the other night someone leave by the ice cream store and literally drive down the trail past the ball field.
Mm-hmm. That you can.
You can,
because there's no, again, because there's no barrier there.
Well, it says shared road. It is a road.
Yeah, but there's people walking bikes on that path.
I know.
And that's
there's
a
couple roads like that, and it says shared, which is going to cause an accident.
They leave the post office and get on the trail and drive their car down to Route 20.
Really. Some of it makes no sense.
The worst part is you stop at the stop sign because you're looking for kids. Little kids are on the bikes, which is great. The trail's really busy. Then you have to go ahead and stop a second time to pull out onto John. It's a bit of a catch-22 there. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I'll send an email to Andy and, you know, express, you know, our concerns of, you know, the things that you folks are bringing up that you see happening, and just make them aware of it. But that's really the extent of what we can do.
Well, that's fine. That's all I'm asking you to do is reach out to them.
No, I'll be happy to do that.
I don't think Andy Beers is going to just disregard it by giving him a phone call. I had no trouble. Several other people have called him. They had issues on the trail. Give him a call and he'll come and talk to you about it.
Yep. I called him. He came out and they said no.
He was at my house in 10 minutes.
But they said they're not going to do anything, even though I complained.
Huh?
I called. He met with me and
they're
not going to do anything about my complaints. So.
I mean, he took care of my problem, so I was really pleased.
And
other people further down on the trail, he did too. So it's worth asking him.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? John?
What's the white line across 20? What's the purpose of that?
Down at the end of the trail?
Right between the liquor store and the synagogue, there's a white.
It's a crosswalk. That's
a crosswalk.
It's a crosswalk.
Crosswalk. Who's got the right-of-way?
There's actually pedestrians are going to have the right-of-way when they hit that flashing light.
That's all I got. But we have the right-of-way to walk across there.
Yes, there's those lights at the end there where they have the signs, those are going to be illuminated signs that the pedestrian pushes a button, it's supposed to flash, that there's a pedestrian crossing, and the pedestrians have the right of way.
And the traffic's got to stop.
Yes.
So that might slow the traffic down on 20 because it hasn't changed in the last 2 months.
Yep. Well, these aren't even they're not functional yet. I saw they were still bagged today. So even though the signs are now open, and, you know, there's still bags over the buttons.
That's going to be a show.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Any else? Okay, entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the August meeting. Motion by Julia, second by Guy. Questions? Concerns, alterations? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report for August.
Make that motion.
Motion by Rich. Second by Guy. Questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All set? Any opposed? Motion's carried. No correspondence for this month?
No.
Old business vandalism incident update. Somebody have an update for us on that?
Guy had that.
Guy has that?
That's Guy.
I just want to let, you know, everybody know that at least one of the perpetrators has been identified and has made a statement taking responsibility for the vandalism along the Route 203 crossways on the trail and Route 7. What we need to discuss is the penalty. So the extent of the damage to the signs was enough to warrant a felony criminal offense. The person who has accepted the responsibility is a teenager, or maybe not even a teenager, a young person. So in lieu of jamming up someone with a felony conviction for a youthful indiscretion, we need to think about what sort of restitution, community service, whatever penalty we want to put out there for this incident. It's in our court to do that. There's no, you know, since there's no criminal charge, it will be up to us, the village, as a representative of the village, to determine this and to negotiate with the individual and his parents. So we need to think about that. I would suggest that we try to inventory the person time that was used to clean the signs and or any costs of replacing. I'm not sure if any of the signs need to be replaced, but I know that there's a good deal of effort put into cleaning those signs and translating that into some type of community service for the individual to partake in. At least that would be my recommendation, but I'm certainly open to discussion.
Okay. I think that's sets an executive session thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, are we talking about a juvenile here? I mean,
yeah, juvenile.
How old is the juvenile,
do you know?
I believe either 12 or 13.
Yeah, we should be doing that.
Yeah, because we don't want to get out what the person is or any of that, so.
Nope, that's why.
Yep. All right, so maybe at the end we'll hold a quick executive session to discuss it with the attorney, with Dave here, and we'll see where we can go with that. All right, anything else on that?
Nope.
Okay. So no new business.
I just have one thing I'd like to say. It's not new business, but I just want to remind everybody that this coming September 15th, Tuesday, right, is a village election, and we are still going to hold village election for for the postponed date that was scheduled under COVID restrictions. So feel safe to come here. We're going to still keep people separated, and you can still place your ballot.
What are the positions that are running?
It's actually the March position that's already was on the ballot. It's the trustee position for Rich Elder is running for it. He's been temporarily appointed now, and he was the only one running for the position.
He's running on for Randy Howard's unexpired position.
Yeah, so there was 3 years left.
So he's going to win. I mean, he's unopposed, right?
Unopposed.
Correct.
And then immediately after that is a special meeting for election results.
Right, so we all have to be here at 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock, yes.
For the...
Polls close at 9. We will be counting ballots, because it's paper ballot this year. And
then we'll have to approve.
Paper ballot?
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
Is that COVID friendly, paper ballot? Charlie's not going to do scanning for us.
All right, that's it. Thanks, Bob.
May I ask a question? Did anybody check the new cement that was put down today in the park?
I saw them working on it, but I didn't look at it.
I think it's already marked up.
I'm sorry, it's not funny, but really?
I don't know. Go over and look at it. It's in the one corner. The kids, I did not go over there. I didn't see it. I didn't know it was being poured.
I'll be going by there tomorrow, so I'll take a look at it.
And when you drive in, it's the right hand corner. Somebody else told me the 10 or 12 kids that hung all day over there were over there, and he didn't go over and demolish them. He just told me, I said, I don't know. I walked up later. They were in the pavilion, and there is one mark that's scratched.
If it was poured today,
but
it
I didn't
today.
See anything.
Yeah, it was
else.
Poured today.
So it can be fixed if you alert the people who put it down.
I will take a look. I'm doing a walkthrough tomorrow morning, so I'll check it out.
I couldn't tell what the scratching was, but he thought they were doing something when he came by, and he didn't go over because there was kind of a problem.
Since the state poured it, they didn't even barricade it off or nothing.
They did some tape around it. That's it.
Poured it.
Yeah.
I just add a little water and smooth it today.
Yeah.
So I just didn't know if anybody had been over.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in the pavilion.
They were finished. I went by there about 3. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They got to get quick dry.
Pardon?
They got to get quick dry.
I will look at it tomorrow and let them know.
But I just didn't know.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Resolutions. So we had about 4 or 5 people pick up applications for the highway department person we're looking to hire. We interviewed Thomas Freemantle for the position. I interviewed him with Pete, and we think he would be a good candidate. He is young. He's almost 20. But he lives in the area. His parents have a Christmas tree farm over on Hoax Corners Road. And he works also as a part of that business, likes to help out on the weekends or stuff, so he doesn't want to go away too far. So seems to be a bright, energetic kid. So I would recommend that we hire Tom and get him on board next week. So I'll make that motion that we hire Thomas Freeman.
I'll second it.
Second by Rich. Anybody have any questions? I did send out an email to everybody about my thoughts on it, so.
With a probationary period of a year?
Yep, 1 year probationary period. And in that time, he will, get his water certification, civil service credentials, and all that stuff. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Set October 2021 water rates as follows. Residential water rates as follows. Base water rate for one or two persons is $116 for 6 months, and each additional person in the house at $16 for 6 months. Residents outside the village will pay 1 1/2 the amount of the residential village rate. Commercial water rates remain the same. There will be an additional line on the water bill, WPB-01, at $50 per unit. This is to pay for the water tank and Route 20 water project bond. This charge will be on the water billing every 6 months until 2025. Final bond payment is in 2025. Any questions about the calculation of your water bill, call the village clerk, Melissa Turner-Bulin, 766-3044, extension 0. Entertain a I'll make the motion for that, I guess, since Charlie's not here.
Second
by Guy. Questions, concerns? All those yes?
Is there any change?
No change. No change for this quarter or this half. Anything else? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, so now we're up to local laws. So local law number 2. Local law number 2 is the fire pit law. Entertain a motion to approve the law.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy. Get a second.
I'll second.
Second by Rich. Okay, the law is on the floor, open for discussion. Who wants to start? Rich?
As far as the comments that we heard tonight and concerns, I think they're reasonable. I think that, you know, you're still gonna have some complaints, and when the people respond, they'll have to make the determination whether they're within the intent of the law. I think it's an improvement from where we're at currently. Being the fact that there's really no guidance out there as to what people can or can't do. So I'm okay with it. I do get the request for more clarification, but I think, again, the fire department individuals there are fire experts. They're gonna make a judgment whether the containment is appropriate or not for what they're doing.
Okay, Julia?
I agree with Rich.
Okay, Guy?
Yeah, I have a couple things. I appreciate the comments about the potential need for additional clarification, especially as the law relates to other structures that may house fires that are not fire pits, like wood stoves, for example. To the extent that the law doesn't mention those, it doesn't seem to, the language doesn't seem to even imply that those sorts of items are included in this law. I suppose it gives me some reassurance that people would not get confused.
Yeah, they're not included, I wouldn't think either, but.
Yeah, so I think we're okay there. The other concern that I heard was about who would be enforcing this law. This would be part of Section 120, which is zoning.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be enforced by the fire department rather than the code enforcement.
Well, I disagree with that. I think that the it would start with the fire department, and it would follow up with code enforcement because they're the ones that enforce Section 120.
So the fire department would identify, would say might show up to a complaint, determine that there is a, you know, the incident ends up being a violation of this, and then makes a referral to the code enforcement officer, and then they would in turn follow up with a visit or a ticket or whatever is appropriate after that. Is that the idea?
The code enforcement officer would be responsible for the enforcement of this section. Fire department would be called by the county if someone makes a complaint. They would have to make a they would know what the law is, because we're going to make sure they do. You know, and if they don't see that there's any violation of the law, then, you know, they're going to refer it to code enforcement for interpretation, I would think, is the way that it would go. Wouldn't you, Rich?
Yeah, I think the chief would either contact code to get clarification or just simply make the referral to code.
Correct. So, but, I mean, right now, so the way it works right now is 911 call comes in, annoying burn, fire department shows up, puts fire out. That's it. End of discussion. 911 calls comes in, fire's out. That's the way it goes. But if people are being responsible and have a campfire in their yard, they should be allowed to do that without, you know. So the fire department now can come in and look and say, you know, it's in a pit that appears to be properly contained. It's far enough away from lot lines and structures not to be safe. And you know, what we're going to do is we're going to refer this to the code enforcement to take a look at and let them make a decision.
Can I ask a question on
this? Yes.
Are they going to bring a fire truck out for a fire pit?
They do now.
Wouldn't it be easier to have the cop ride around anyway?
It's a 911 call.
It's a 911 call.
It's a 911 call. They dispatch the fire department. The fire department goes.
You're going to take a $100,000-$200,000 rig out for...
Well, public
safety. It is. That's the way it works. I mean, there's no phone. When the phone call comes in, it goes in through the 911 system. The 911 system dispatches a fire truck.
I call up and I tell them, I said, my neighbor's got a fire pit.
They're going to call.
It's illegal.
They're going to call Nassau Hose Company and tell them to go and put the fire out.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
So, if I yes. So you're saying, fire department will come, as he just stated, they'll bring their the vehicle, the large vehicle or whatever, and if they make a determination that nothing was illegal, then why would you have yet another law enforcement officer have the authority to enter the premises?
Because it's not their business to enforce that law. They're responding to a 911 call. That's the only reason they're there. 911 sent them there. Has nothing to do with this law.
Okay. So if a complaint is made and this law is arbitrary as far as even the materials are concerned now, that I see one of the trustees or board members stated that he appreciates the concern raised. However, there was no input on that. Wouldn't you even include common materials designed for the purpose of containing burning materials such as metal or concrete? It's very easy to define these materials, and perhaps a phone call to the fire chief would shed some light on that. What I'm trying to say is, every time a law enforcement person, be it from the fire department, the governor, or this village, enters a premises, we want the law to be as less arbitrary as possible. I'm sure the attorney will agree. We want less arbitration, the least possible arbitration as possible. So that way, citizens have a defined code of conduct. If you are going to impose this on people, I think there needs to be a little more research done before you pass this law, so as to not make it arbitrary. Things need to be defined. Who does what needs to be defined? There is no discussion that a fire department will also make a recommendation to the code enforcement
office. Well, that's totally something separate. So he asked a question about the fire department. I answered him. It's not part of this law. They don't answer to the village. They don't work for the village. They're totally separate entity. They answer to other people. But they do end up on the scene, and we were just making that known.
Well, you just stated that we would be modifying their behavior by apprising them of this law, by stating, hey, these are our guidelines now. So wouldn't they be kind of applying these guidelines as well when they interact with the citizenry here?
Yeah, probably would, to a certain extent.
If they do and they make a determination that this fire can go
They will refer it, they will not make a determination. They will refer it to the code enforcement.
So potentially everybody can expect a visit by...
That's not what we're saying. I don't know where you're coming up with this.
Okay.
These calls come in. They happen every day. Every day. Not every day. They happen probably 8-10 times a year. Okay? It's not a big problem. It's just we're trying to get something on the books so that people know what their rights are and what they can do. And you know, right now there's nothing. There's nothing there in the law. There's nothing in the law.
In that case, would you be open to at least clarifying the materials?
The materials state that they're for the purpose of containing burning material. So these would, I mean, they sell these fire pits on Wayfair, they sell them at Home Depot.
Right.
They're all designed for the purpose of containing burning materials. Zappella Block sells fire brick. Fire brick's designed for the purpose of containing burning materials. So if we go, if there's a something that's built that is not, the thing that you built it out of is not designed for containing burning materials, then it's not appropriate.
So wouldn't it be easier to simply state that there?
I did state that. It is stated there.
Commonly used materials.
Well, okay. Thank you very much for your comment. Anything else? Entertain a motion to... Okay, we have a motion on the floor. So, local law. Missy, you want to poll the board?
Yep. Reg, how do you vote?
Yeah.
Bob, how do you vote?
Yes.
Julia, how do you vote?
Yes.
Guy, how do you vote?
I abstain.
Motion passed.
Okay. Local law number 3. So this is the, which one is this one? Sidewalks. So this is parking on the sidewalk. Prohibit parking on sidewalks in the village of Nassau.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
I'll second the motion.
Second by Julia. Okay, open for discussion.
I'd like to start. So on September 12, 2016, I presented a report to the board that made some recommendations about parking, stopping intersections and speed limits after an analysis of the village code and signage and, you know, the reality of what we have in the village, laws that are being enforced and not enforced. And out of that report, one of the recommendations was to have a law explicitly addressing parking on the sidewalks. In the report, it acknowledges that New York State Vehicle and Traffic Law, Section 1202, does prohibit parking on sidewalks. However, historically, that law has not been, or violations of that section of the New York State Vehicle and Traffic Law have not been successful in discouraging that behavior in the village. And so that was the recommendation, was to have a local law that would explicitly address the situation. That's where this origins of the law started. So that was 2016. This is not a new issue. in the village. It's certainly not an issue that is dormant. It's not really, we're not trying to get ahead of anything. We're really reacting to a relatively common situation that, you know, once in a while becomes, you know, it becomes more problematic than others. Perhaps we're at a lull in the problem at the moment, but that's not always the case. There were also some comments as we were discussing this, and I'll only talk about this briefly, about inconsistencies in the street parking law and how they are enforced. Again, in that report, the recommendation was to address those inconsistencies, either enforcing the law or amending the law so that places that aren't being enforced would no longer be on the books as being no parking. That has not happened yet, and I would encourage some movement on that in the near future, but today we're talking about the parking on the sidewalk law, and that's all I have to say.
Okay. Rich?
No, I agree with Guy that as far as the village on parking on a sidewalk, I do think that's appropriate, and I do think we should visit the parking on the streets topic at some point.
Okay.
Yeah, I think parking on the streets should be addressed, but I definitely don't park on the sidewalks. I mean, it's just
so would that include the funeral home that has the 9,000 cars?
Okay.
Well, it's a large event. They do request a special. They let us know and they request permission for that day.
Okay.
Agreed. There is difficulty with parking in the village. There's not a lot of parking.
Miss, you want to poll the board on local law 3?
Yes. Rich, how do you vote?
Yes.
Bob, how do you vote?
Yes.
Julia?
Yes.
Guy?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, local law number 4. This is the change to the commercial design standards from all newly constructed, all newly built commercial structures in any district to all commercial structures and properties in any district.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second
by Julia. Any discussion on this one?
So would trolley line have to?
Trolley line has curbs and sidewalks, so I don't understand what the issue is there. There's a sidewalk and there's curbing there.
Okay.
On trolley line. The only one that actually does not have curbing and sidewalk is the mobile station that is been no longer grandfathered, and a potential for Grampy's if that should ever go vacant and lose grandfathering status as it is currently also. So those are really the only two properties that, and the liquor store.
Any business that's in business.
Well, they all have sidewalks, and what we're saying is they have sidewalks.
Well, I don't know. I guess I just don't really understand it. So,
why did this law come about? Why are you bringing this up now? That's what I'm curious about.
This was a part of the. So we had. We redid all the zoning. Spent months doing this, mm-hmm. and enacted it. And like any law, once you enact a law, you find out the deficiencies in it, and you go back and you try to make corrections. So this is one of those deficiencies that we came across that we think that there's several properties in the village that have problems. Okay, most of them are corner properties. They have driveways that are too close to the intersections, impeding traffic and safety. sight distances and things like that. So there's, you know, there's the old Stewart's property, there's the Grampy's property, there's the mobile property, and, well, Cumberland's all new now, so everything's in line with that one. So when this was all redone, this was supposed to correct a lot of that stuff. So then we had the Hometown Liquors project that came in, and
so that's where it's from, the Hometown Liquors.
And then there were some issues with that, but we also had already intended to put in sidewalks and curbing and stuff like that. But we did want to we wanted them to close up the driveways that were too close to the intersection. Because this said that newly constructed, and they were not constructing anything,
okay.
They took the position that this law doesn't apply to them because we're not building anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we want it clear that the master plan group and the zoning people that put this all this together and worked for several years on this project, trying to clean up these driveways that are too close, curbing, sidewalks, so that, you know, they're continuous and contiguous, so they actually lead somewhere. They decided that worked on putting this piece in here. So this is just a fix for
discouraging business. Would you consider this to be discouraging?
Well, I don't know if it is or it isn't. I mean, you know, the next project that we do is going to put the sidewalks and the curbing in for Hometown Liquor. They're going to put the sidewalks and the curbing in at the mobile station. So, you know, I don't think it's going to discourage
them. But those aren't the only things on the list, though. I mean, the list has all the way to G. Sorry.
And those things are already a part of the law. So we're not talking about repealing any of those things. We're talking about changing two words in this law.
What was his question? Is who's paying for the sidewalks? I'm interested to know that.
The village will be.
Has that been announced? Is the village know?
Well, it's been talked about for meetings for the last, how long, John? Last year and a half?
Oh, I'm just curious.
Yeah, so, okay. So I mean, you know, it's nothing new.
Is there a way to get the meeting minutes to this?
Yeah, they're online.
They're all online. Okay, so I just need clarification here. So all of these rules on these two pages
are part of the current law.
Are part of the current law for newly constructed buildings. And now we're saying all buildings have to apply to these two pages of stuff. So I guess I don't understand why you're saying just sidewalks and curbs. There's lots of things on here.
Correct.
Parking areas, lighting, building and layout. I mean, some of us don't even have enough property to meet this if we were, and I guess I only ask because say I want to sell Smiles someday and I don't sell it right away. Now it sits more than a year vacant. So finally somebody comes in and wants to buy it. How much of this is it going to cost them after I've already spent 120 grand into that building and made it look pretty nice?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be my concern later on in life. I'm not always gonna have Smiles. I am a business owner, and I already know how expensive it is to do some of this stuff. So how much of it's gonna change? When I'm reading this, I see several things on here that even my Smiles building, with all the work that I've already done, will not be able to meet on this paper. All the way to G.
Cumberland's is the only safe place then.
Okay, so we're not open for discussion on this, but I hear what you're saying.
So we're not discussing anything about this?
No, this is for board. You had the opportunity to discuss it at the public hearing.
Well, sometimes new points are raised and perhaps...
But we're just talking about changing two words. We're not talking about the whole law is not on the table. The whole law is already the law.
Those two words mean a whole lot, sir.
And if traffic is the only issue, perhaps the law can, maybe you can rethink it and maybe apply it to only corner properties or properties which are on corners. It seems like that's the issue that you're facing and maybe further discussions to modify that to commercial properties, of course, so the traffic hazards can be reduced as opposed to affecting a business such as Ms. Turner Owens.
Okay.
Sorry, I apologize.
All right, so.
I guess, I know people who park at her business park behind, and I've never encountered any issue. I think everybody's cognizant there's a school there as well. So, and the cost is going to be borne by all of us, especially in these financial times.
Okay, understand.
Hopefully, at least one trustee sees my point.
All right.
Good luck with that.
But I.
Hold the board.
Yeah, I'm
Rich, ready to vote?
I'm pessimistic because law number three, you just passed it.
Excuse me. Let's move on here.
Rich, how do you vote?
I'm going to respectfully abstain.
Bob, how do you vote?
Yes.
Julia, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Guy, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Law is absent.
Yep, law is not passed. That vote, motion is not passed.
Did it pass it up?
Did not pass?
No.
No, it's not passed. We need three votes.
I can't pass the test.
I couldn't know that.
We need three votes to pass the law. The law is defeated. It is not passed. Okay, so we're a little behind, but we also have additional public hearings for. Move $60,000 from account NY01-0525-009 Water Main Improvements Capital Account to 8340.4 Transmission Distribution Contractual.
Okay, so are we officially opening this public hearing?
Yes, we are. So we're recessing the regular meeting, opening a public hearing. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, so I just need time. So eight.
Time is, it's 8:20 or something.
Okay, we're going to recess that. Should we need a motion to recess that or not?
No, I don't think so.
Everybody here is retired. We ain't got nothing else to do.
Speak for yourself.
For yourself.
I'm not retired.
Okay, and then we're opening
the public hearing on this $60,000 for the Water Main Improvement Capital Account Transmission. Yeah. Okay, any comment on that?
Which one are we talking about now?
It's on the back of the paper.
It's on the back. It says $60,000 to water improvements. Water improvement.
To transmission distribution. What does that mean?
So we have a capital account that we set money aside annually to do water improvement projects. And when we do them, we pay the money. The money gets paid out of a transmission contractual account. So when we contract to do a water project, the payments come out of 8340.4. It's a government accounting program, you know, software thing that account, government account. So, but because money was placed into a capital fund specific to a type of project, the village board needs to inform the public that we are going to take money out of that account, that we are going to use it for an appropriate project for which it was designated, and we have to allow the public to have input as to whether or not they feel that the project is appropriate or not. So the issue with this project is we just did a project on Malden Street, and we're very close to having, you know, not enough money or enough money to do this project. It's very close because we ran into a few things that we didn't expect, as usual. But in addition to that, because of COVID, revenues are also down. So we're taking this step to make sure that we have enough money in the account to pay the bills. At the end of the year, if we don't use it, we'll most likely just transfer it right back into the capital account.
Now, why are revenues down because of COVID now? Because I thought the taxes were not reduced by any means.
No, the revenues, well, we don't just get revenues from taxes. We get revenues from sales tax, we get revenues from mortgage taxes, we get it from franchise taxes and other things besides that.
Thank you, sir. So, and what specifically are the repairs that are going to use perhaps the $60,000, just in short? I don't mean to waste.
We just installed a new water main from Conomeek Street to Route 20 along Malden Street. Put a new 8-inch water main, replaced a 50-year, maybe probably more than 50 years, probably 1940. So it's 80-year-old 4-inch water main that was there. And that's what we're going to use that money for. So. Anything else? Entertain a motion to close the public hearing. Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Open a public hearing to transfer $50,000 from the capital funds account NY-0525-0008 Street Reconstruction Capital Account to 5110.4 General Repairs Contractual. Okay, so this one here is basically, it's the same project. It's the Malden Street project. The village has a CHIPS fund account of $96,000 that we anticipate utilizing for this project. CHIPS funds, the way they work is you have to pay for the project and then submit your paperwork to get reimbursed for the project. Okay, and one of the issues that we're having now with the shortage of money from New York State, they're talking about delaying or reducing payments. So we may not get that $96,000 for another year, or we may only get a portion of it now, and then we may have to carry a credit to a future time when they have more money, whatever it is. But the bill for the streets projects coming up in the next month or two. Some of it's being paid tonight, and some of it will be paid in the probably next month. You know, because this project's about done. So we need to move some money in so we can pay for it. We'll submit for the $96,000, and we'll see what the state sends us. So that's where we're at with that.
Cost is?
I don't have it handy. It's the bids were, I think the bid was like what, $436,000? Something in that nature, and you know, we had about probably $40,000 in extras that we ran onto when we ran into that big culvert down on Route 20. And
how is this? If somebody had to request that information, how would that be?
You can call the office. I mean, I can look it up. Sure. I can give you an approximate. We've had a few add-ons. I mean, I don't have an exact number.
We had some credits, too, so.
Yeah, and we have some credits. It's not.
Is that the one you put in?
What's that?
Is that the one you put in?
No, I didn't put it in. That thing was there from the state.
It was approximately
$450,000. That's a big 4x4 concrete culvert they ran in.
I thought I see it down there putting the culvert pipe in.
No, we put in another
drainage?
Storm drain, yeah. That's what I was. Anything else on that? Okay, entertain a motion to close the public hearing. Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Guy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So I'll entertain a motion to move $60,000 from capital account NY-01-0525-0009 water main improvement capital account to 8340.4 transmission distribution CE.
Make the motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to move $50,000 from NY0525-0008, Streets Reconstruction Capital Account, to 5110.4, General Repair CE.
I'll make it.
Motion by Rich.
I'll second.
Second by Julia. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to pay bills 97 through 131 in the amount of $21,190.46 in the general fund and $1,219.75 in the water fund and $2,566.27 paid outside of abstract.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Adjournment's in order.
Do we need to have that executive?
Oh yeah, we want to go into executive session. Okay.
You need a motion to go into executive session on the grounds to discuss a matter relating to possible litigation and for executive session with counsel.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, and do you get that, Missy?
Yeah, sort of.
Motion by Rich to go into executive session.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for coming out tonight. Thank you for your input. We really do appreciate it.
Come on back again.
I need a second for executive session.
Second.
Second by Guy.
Second was Guy.
Okay, I entertain a motion to come out of executive session and back into regular session. Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Julia. We are adjourned.